Better buy Birdseye.
Birdseye
Frosted Foods present the Dinah Shore program with Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, our special guest Charles Lawton, and...
Dinah, is there anyone finer than...
Dinah Shore!
Packing my grill, and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly should be. Yes, it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe and steady. Be waiting when my lonely journey is done, and kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise he will make the two of us one. I'm hitting the train to the cow country. You can follow my maid, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Thanks, and hi there, everybody. This is Dinah, and we're very proud tonight to have our theater jam-packed with extra war bond purchases from four different defense plants, all of which have gone over their quota. Isn't that wonderful, Toby?
Oh, that's really wonderful, Dinah. You know, Dinah, I hate to think that this is the last program of the season. I'm really going to miss you.
Oh, that's sweet, Toby. You know, I'm going to miss you, too.
Well, when you're in the habit of getting a paycheck every week and then it suddenly stops... Well, you know, it made me realize how much you meant to me, even with the 20% withholding tax.
Yes, we've had a beautiful friendship, you and me and the Bank of America.
Hello, Dinah.
Hello, Bobby.
Well, this is it.
Last show of the season.
Hey, Dinah, I don't know how you feel about me, and, well, I may be a sentimental old fool, but I'm certainly going to miss that weekly paycheck.
Well, Bobby, this touches me deeply. I didn't know I'd come to mean so much to you boys, but you'll get by, you know.
Say, tell me, Dinah, what are you going to do?
Well, I thought I'd take a couple of weeks off and brush up on my dramatics.
Dramatics? What for?
Well, it's always been my ambition to be a dramatic actress. Gee, I'd love to play those Betty Davis parts. Like this. No, John, the masquerade is over. The flaming coals of passion are now the dying embers of a love grown cold. No, John, you must go, John. Well? How do I sound, fellas?
Like John's other wife.
Yeah, the one he doesn't want.
Oh, yes, yes.
Look, Dinah, you know, you've really got a grand voice. I could listen to you sing all day, but as a dramatic actress, Dinah, you're just not convincing.
Oh, I'm not, huh? Well, look, here comes Wally Brown. I'll put on an act for him, and I'll show you whether I'm convincing or not.
Hello, Dinah. Hiya, fellas.
Oh, Wally, I'm so glad that you're here.
Yeah?
This is terrible. Terrible.
Oh, I know it, Dinah. It's awful, simply awful.
What's awful?
The program going off the air tonight. But buck up, honey. I'm not crying about it. And I'm going to miss that weekly paycheck just as much as you are.
But, Wally, you don't understand. I've been abandoned to a fate worse than death.
You mean you're broke?
Worse than that? It's a man. I thought he loved me, but we quarreled. He struck me and threw me out into the snow.
Why, the dirty rat. Any man who would do... Wait a minute. Did you say snow in California in June?
Oh, well, you see, we were up in the mountains and there was still a little snow left.
Oh. Why, any man who would do that to a woman deserved to be... No, that's too good for him. Why, if I could ever... Why, I'd... And not only that, but... Well, who wouldn't? And I tell you that he's lower. He's down even in the... He couldn't even... Danny, you've got to tell me who that man is.
Wild horses couldn't drag his name from my lips. It's Toby Reed.
What? Now, wait a minute, Wally, this thing...
Now, shut up, you wolf. The only reason I don't punch you in the nose is because you're smaller than I am.
I'm bigger than you are.
That's another reason. Now, listen, Mr. Reed, I know your kind. You take a girl out to a swanky restaurant, wine her and dine her, and then when the check comes, you suddenly have to make a phone call.
Why, that's ridiculous.
Don't tell me it's ridiculous. I've done it myself, and it works every time.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Wally. You can relax now. I was only fooling. The whole thing's a joke.
A joke? Well, would you mind letting me in on it?
Oh, I'm sorry, Wally, but Toby and Bobby Dolan think that just because I'm a singer, I have no dramatic ability, so I wanted to show them. You're not angry with me, are you?
Oh, of course not, Dinah. I understand because, well, I have the same problem. Just because I'm doing comedy now, people forget that I can act. Why, listen to this. Squire Perkins, unhand that gal. I may be poor, but I'm dishonest. And under this tattered shirt, there lies some tattered underwear. How was that, Dinah?
Well, I know you can do comedy, Wally, but what about drama?
Oh, I'm coming to that. I've written a sketch.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Do you think we could do it tonight with our guest, Charles Lawton?
Gee, if he'd only do it.
Why wouldn't he? He loves anything dramatic. Gee, I'll call him right now and ask him.
Good evening. This is Mr. Charles Lawton's residence.
Would you tell Mr. Lawton that Dinah Shore wants to speak to him, please?
One moment, please. The master is in conference. I'll see if he can be approached.
But Mr. Goldwyn says this is a good dramatic part.
Confounded, Meredith. I won't play another dramatic part. I want to do comedy.
But Mr. Lawton, you're a great dramatic actor. You're not a funny man.
Who says I'm not funny? I've heard those chaps on the wireless with John Benny, Edward Cantor, Fabricator McGee. Yes, and Duffy's... Yes, and Duffy's Pub. I'm just as funny as any of them. I'll show you. Benson?
Yes, sir?
Benson, ask me that question, will you?
Very good, sir. Who was the charming lady that I perceived in your company last evening?
That was no lady. That was your wife.
Oh, brother.
Oh, Mr. Lawton, sir, you have such a droll sense of humor.
You're a good man, Benson. I've given you a check for last month's wages, haven't I?
Yes, sir.
Remind me to sign it.
Begging your pardon, sir. There's a Miss Shaw waiting to speak to you on the telephone.
Oh, thank you, Benson. I'll take the call in here.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Lawton. This is Dinah Shore.
Oh, yes, my dear. I was just leaving on my way to your program.
Oh, fine. Mr. Lawton, would you mind acting in a sketch with us tonight?
What sort of a sketch is it?
Well, it was written by Wally Brown and...
Oh, Wally Brown.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, he's one of my favorites. He's written it's exactly what I'm looking for. Goodbye, Miss Shaw. Right over. Do you hear that, Meredith? Wally Brown's a very funny man. He's written a sketch for me.
Yeah, but what am I going to tell Mr. Goldwyn?
Tell him to tune into the Dinah Shore program and he'll learn whether I'm funny or not. Benson, fetch me my hat, my cane, and my red nose, will you?
Well, Dinah, how's your dramatic career coming along?
Oh, wonderful, Toby. Wally's out rounding up some actors for his story, and Charles Lawton is on his way over to play one of the leading roles.
Oh, that's good. Say, while we're waiting, do you mind if I tell a little story of my own?
Not at all. Go right ahead, Toby.
Well, once upon a time, there was a woman who was a housewife. Because of the war, she spent most of her time down at the Red Cross. Well, one day, she came home to find her hungry family waiting for dinner, but she found herself much too tired and hot to stand over a sizzling stove. So what does she do? Well, she thinks back to a story her grandmother from New England told her about a wonderful dish New Englanders served on Sunday when the religion of the day said you couldn't cook on the Sabbath. the Puritan cooks would serve baked beans, making them this way. Now, they'd soak them all Friday night, bake them all day Saturday, then they'd serve them cold on Sunday. Well, our tired little housewife decided she would have cold baked beans, too, but the modern way. So she took a package of Bird's Eye oven-baked beans out of her refrigerator. Bird's Eye, the real New England-style baked beans. She thawed them out and served them to her family cold, along with a crisp green salad and some refreshing iced tea. It took her just a few minutes to whip up this swell, easy meal. And what a hit it made. Cold Bird's Eye baked beans, rich with pork and molasses flavor, a perfect dish for a summer evening. And that's the story of how one tired, busy housewife solved a meal problem. So why don't you get a couple of packages of Bird's Eye oven-baked beans and keep them in your refrigerator.
A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar?
Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish.
And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you.
Hello. Gee, Miss Shaw, that was swell. I love to listen to you sing.
Why, Raymond Radcliffe, hello.
Whoa. Hey, I brought you a present. I bought your present.
That's so sweet of you, Raymond. You know, you didn't have to do that.
I know, but I want to work on your program again next season.
Well, I appreciate the thought.
Well, aren't you going to unwrap the present?
Oh, yes, of course. Why, it's a beautiful bath towel.
Yep. It's got an inscription on it, too.
Oh, yes. It says, stolen from the Hotel Biltmore.
No, not that one. Look, I wrote one on the other side.
Oh, I see.
Here, let me read it to you. No matter where you may be, on highway, road, or path, this will remind you of me whenever you take a bath.
Well, now, Raymond, that's a lovely sound. Come in. Oh, hello, Mr. Lawton.
Oh, good evening, Michelle. I'm all ready to play in your comedy. You know, the funniest thing happened to me on my way to the studio. A chap stopped me on the street and said, Governor, will you give me a dime for a cup of coffee? And I said, all right, my man, here's the dime. Now, where's the coffee? bring on your comedy sketch.
Mr. Lawton, I'm afraid you misunderstand. You see, it isn't a comedy. Wally Brown has written a serious sketch.
Oh, now, Miss Shore, I've listened to Wally Brown. He's a very funny man. He couldn't write seriously, no matter how hard he tried.
Well, maybe you're right, Mr. Lawton. I don't know.
Hello, Dinah. And hello, Mr. Lawton. I'm Wally Brown. I'm a great admirer of yours.
So am I. That is wonderful, boy. How's that, Mr. Brown? I'm pretty funny, don't you think?
Yeah, you'd better watch out or you'll wind up a comedian.
You bring him in and I'll wind him up.
And I want to be a dramatic actor.
Say, Wally, now that we're all here, why don't we get on with your sketch?
It's an excellent idea. Incidentally, Sam Goldwyn is listening into the program.
Sam Goldwyn?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Dinah, this is our big chance to prove we can really act. Now, here are your parts, everybody. Mm-hmm. Look, the scene opens in the Ozark Mountains. All the action takes place in the living room of the Hawkins Still. Mr. Lawton, you play the part of Paw Hawkins, a typical hillbilly. You think you can handle a dialect?
I anticipate no difficulty whatsoever.
Oh, that's fine. Now, as our story starts, dawn is breaking.
Dawn is sure breaking loud this morning, Moore.
Yeah, Pa, and our daughter ain't up out of bed yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about Bessie. She's nigh on 15 years old and still single.
I can't figure it out, Pa. She's pretty as a picture. All the boys are chasing her.
Yep, and they're catching her, too. Hey, Bessie! Not you, Bossy. Oh, darn it, Maud. Do you think we ought to keep the cow in the house?
Why not, Pa? It's good enough for the pigs.
Well, it's getting stuffy in here.
Can I open a window, Pa?
No, the air will get out and kill all the crops.
Boy, are you sure this is a serious sketch?
Oh, certainly. This is a real drama, Dinah.
Bessie! Gol darn it, where is that gal?
Here I am, Pa, in the kitchen, fixing some corn for your breakfast.
Well, fetch it over. I'll drink it in here.
All right, Pa.
Moore, hand me my shooting iron. The feud is starting. Durn them McCluskeys. They don't give a man time to finish his breakfast.
Well, that finishes your breakfast, Pa.
Thunderation. Ain't there nothing sacred? There's Pete McCluskey behind that tree. Watch me get him.
Ah, you missed me. No, you didn't.
He spoke too soon. Who's there? I mean, who's there?
It's me, Wally McCluskey. Paul Hawkins? I come to ask your daughter to marry me.
Ask her?
Yeah, that means ask in these here parts.
Oh, Ma, ain't he handsome? How do I look? Is my slip showing?
Yeah, you better put on a dress.
So you really aim to get hitched, eh, McCluskey?
Yep. I've been a-needing a wife ever since my horse died.
Well, Bessie's a right strong gal. What do you offer for her?
I'll give you three of my best hogs.
Make it four hogs and a critter.
You drive a hard bargain, Hawkins, but she's worth it.
Oh, Wally, can we live in a house with all the fittings?
Bessie, child, you won't be wanting for nothing. Well, I'll even get you a table.
Wally, I ain't never heard of no table.
Paul, what's a table?
It's one of them. It's one of them things you eat off when you ain't got no floor. Who's there? I mean, who's there?
Parson Wadquist.
Well, come in, Parson. You're just in time.
Hello. I didn't hear any shooting, wait, so I came up to see what the trouble was.
Now, there ain't no trouble, Parson. Bessie and me are fixing to get married.
Oh, marriage is a wonderful thing. No family should be without it.
And after we get married, I'll cook a wedding supper.
That's good. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
Oh, that would take too long to cook. Would you rather have a mess of hog belly or a mess of turnip greens?
Well, it don't make no difference. Either way, it'll be a mess.
Well, shall we proceed with the ceremony?
Hold on there, Parson. Pa, are you going to let our Bessie get hitched to that skunk? McCluskey, you'll marry Bess over my dead body. You got me.
Well, you asked for it, Ma.
Pa. Oh, Pa, why did you do that?
I ain't passing up four hogs and a critter. Hold there. I got it right that time.
Telegram.
Telegram? Hey, that isn't in the sketch. Come in.
I got a wire here for Mr. Charles Lawton.
Oh, here you are, my lad. Thank you. It's from Goldwyn.
What does he say? Read it.
Dear Mr. Lawton, have been listening to Dinah Shore program and am convinced that you are not a comedian, Wally Brown is not a dramatic actor, and Dinah Shore has a beautiful voice. Signed, Sam Goldwyn.
What does it say about me, Paul?
It says, P.S. Tell Ma she can get up now.
Well, Dinah, believe me, I certainly enjoyed that sketch. Wally deserves a medal for that.
Oh, he certainly does. But if you're handing out medals, Toby, I know two groups of people who really deserve a lot of thanks today. The grocers and the housewives.
Right you are, Dinah. You housewives have been wonderfully patient and understanding about the wartime shortages of bird's-eye frosted foods. When your bird's-eye dealer has been out of your favorite bird's-eye vegetable, you've taken another bird's-eye product, insisting on bird's-eye quality instead of switching your brand. So, thanks to all of you. And keep on the lookout for the bird's-eye foods that'll be coming along during the summer. Bird's Eye is packing new crop now, and fresh supplies will be coming into your Bird's Eye store before long. And speaking of Bird's Eye dealers, thanks to you, too, for your cooperation. Really, your job hasn't been easy, but you deserve a medal along with the ladies for the little things you've done to help relieve the situation. Or, as Dinah puts it,
if I had charge of honoring the people who deserve it, I'd honor those who market food and those who cook and serve it. I'd make awards to grocers for the splendid job they've done in splitting up the food they have, fair share to everyone. I'd pay tribute to housewives, too, to women everywhere, for the way that they're conserving, sharing food, and playing square. And on each medal, I'd have stamped, Award for Sharing Food, Distinguished Home Front Service from Bird's Eye, with gratitude. I'd like to wind up the season with a medley of two grand songs. Don't Take Your Love From Me and Exactly Like You. Tear a star from out the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. My life is yours to make. So please keep the spark lit. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can't fly? The ocean's roar and leave just a sigh. Will this your heart won't let you do? This is what I beg of you. Oh.
exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why Mother taught me to be true. She met me for someone exactly like you.
Baby, you make me feel so grand.
I wanna hand the world to you.
You seem to understand
each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why Mother taught me to be true. She met me for someone exactly like you. Exactly like you.
You know, Diana, Samuel Golden was understating things when he said she had a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you, Charles. We all enjoyed having you over so much.
Thank you. But, Diana, seriously, don't you think I really am a great comedian?
Well, I...
Never mind. Don't answer that. Good night, Diana.
I'd like to introduce Miss Janet Waldo. You all know her as Corliss Archer, and you'll be hearing her on this spot every Thursday night from now on. And, Janet, I'll be listening to you, too.
Well, thanks, Dinah. And when you come back on the air again next fall, I'll be listening in to you.
Well, anyway, we'll each have at least one listener.
Well, good luck, Dinah.
Thanks, and the same to you, Janet. Now, folks, I want to thank you all for listening, and I also want to thank Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, and all the other wonderful people who've been associated with me on this program. I'll be with you again in October, and I hope you'll all be listening. Till then, goodbye, everybody.
Charles Laughton is soon to be seen in MGM's Canterville Ghost. Wally Brown can currently be seen in RKO's 7 Days Ashore. The Dinah Shore program will resume on October 5th over another network. Remember that date, October 5th. Watch your daily newspaper for the time and station. This is Toby Reed saying, better buy Bird's Eye. And now, goodbye until next fall. A new treat for war worker lunch boxes. Bird's Eye baked beans served cold. New treat for supper. Bird's Eye baked beans served cold. New treat for picnics and barbecues. Bird's Eye baked beans served cold. Every bite delicious, for these baked beans are real New England style. Simmered for hours with pork and molasses, then quick frozen to hold that grand oven freshness. Let them thaw, serve them cold. Wonderful. Try them tomorrow. Delicious, easy to serve. Bird's Eye Oven Baked Beans. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.